Blog Talk Radio.
I sure hope these are still coming out okay. I don't listen to my own file cast. Hold on, let me clear my throat. Y'all forgive me. It's a one man. It's a one man plus the angel show. Oh Lord, and I ain't got nobody. All right. This is the Go Ask Val rant and ramble about branding myself, which is what I'm literally doing right now. You are right in the throes of me branding myself. As I take this purple light, I decree royalties on my show. I'm going to put my show in syndicate. I think that's what I'm doing right now. I'm putting it in syndicate because though it's live, I have not invited anyone to be on my show. But I wanted to make sure that I let the devil know that it don't matter first. You got to prove it to yourself first. No other God before me. Yeah, that's a whole series. I'm going to break out that good book from the man upstairs. And we're going to go through it like line upon line because I believe that's what God wants. But for now, we're branding. And 60 minutes. I gave myself tick, 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 60 minutes. I've been connected for supposedly 2 minutes already. And I started a little late because that's what happened. So what makes a good brand? Memorable. Yeah. Go Ask Val. Can you remember that? Likeable. Do you like me? I like you. Okay, good quality. Yeah, that's relative. And if you care deep enough, good core values. Now, again, I'm thinking as I was writing this, I was thinking about Levi's, the jeans. And again, because I have a strong Bible base, Levitical priesthood and levitating and things rising to the top and you know, again, all kind of scripture that validates as well as our own Black culture, having our own vernacular about things, you know, elevating and things of that nature. We really are a prophetic breed and race. But anyway, Levi's is who I had in mind. And yeah, again, I love Levi's. Absolutely love Levi's. And put them on. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I put the, I did. I put this on the explicit. Lord Jesus. Hamana, hamana, hamana. If you put the right set of ass in the Levi's, you hear me? Oh. Okay. Durable, lasting, consistent. And that's what I'm doing right here. I'm putting these out because I know once people find me, they're going to want to vegetate, you know, and what's that word? Binge listen. And I may be well on my island by then. And so I want to make sure that you guys are fed and it's fresh. It'll always feel fresh because it's always me. You know, that's the beautiful part. It's like that bread that you can buy at the store now. You know, it's been in there for months almost. It's like that McDonald's food. It's got that everlasting power. That's humor. I did not mention humor, and I don't know if Levi's had any humor, but they so enough funny to me. Anyway, consistent and confident, and I'm confident finally. This is the platform. Let me sit up a little bit. This is the platform by which I guess I found my comfort. Why? Because I'm here and I'm doing it and I'm most comfortable. If I were on camera, I would have given myself a few more things to do. Is my hair, my makeup, the lighting, you know, blah, blah, blah. Just one more excuse not to produce. No more, no can do. I do not want to be the cursed fig tree, the figure of speech. All you do is talk about what you're going to do, but you never do. And when you brand yourself, you make it permanent. That's what it's saying. It's a brand on a cow, a brand on some jeans says, you ain't getting this off of here. The name is what the material is. That's good right there, Val. And my name is Val. And Val means strong. Valor, men of valor, men of strength, as the Bible talks about it. Value system. What are you talking about? A strong system, something you can depend on, something that you can put your foot in, you know, and it don't fall away like tissue paper or something, you know, unless that's what you want. But that's not what we're doing right here. Confident. I'm confident with it. I'm like, I'm going to finish the whole little statement right there, the phrase. Confident within its statement. So it's not so much a person. There might have been a man, Levi, but there was Levi Strauss in the beginning. And then there was one. But it was one brand. It was no longer a person. It could be family members. Sometimes other people get adopted in without the Levi name. But it says at the end of it all, the name can stand alone. That's who you are. A name is better chosen than riches, because riches come, riches go. Name, that's going to stick to you. That's going to stick to you. We are not going to be able to undo the word Trump for a while. We're just not going to be able to. So we play enough card games, get enough spades out there. Hey, I'm Trump tight. I don't know how that feels anymore. It doesn't feel the same. Ugh, it doesn't feel the same. It kind of itches in my back. So he did a number on us, guys. Guys, he did a number on us. He woke us up. It really wasn't going to matter to me because of where I stand on my own self-governing life, who they put up in that tabernacle. Over in this building right here, in this branded building marked tagged by God. Hey, use the tagline. In this tagged by God situation, I have no ruler. I have no ruler. There is always a constant higher level, onward, upward, outward, manifest, do what you say what you do. Yes is yes. Nay is nay. Yay is yay. You know, your is is. And you realize you're doing it. So then when you start saying stuff like, I have $1 million in the bank, I have multimillion, I have $300,000 in the bank. When you start speaking it, you know you're speaking it in your body doesn't jerk when you say it. It don't sound like it's wrong. It doesn't sound like you're lying. You don't feel like you got to fake it till you make it. You know. Because your word has been true about your greens. Your word has been true about your time. Your word has been true about your heart and all other things. So this is just another area at that point. You've been given the power to speak over your life in a way that's fluid. You see what you say and you say what you see. You know, it's backwards and forward. So anyway, that's my brand. That's my statement. That's my motto. That's my guarantee. A good brand is worth getting to know. It's good. It's good to know your brand. It was good to know the Wendy story, the Dave story. As I manifest in real time, R-E-E-L, because this is all a holographic universal illusion. Though a persistent one, thank you, Albert. I invite you to get to know a part of Go Ask Val, because it'll always be a type and a shadow, of course. That's how God was. That's how God is. That's how you are. There's types and shadows. Now, some people don't have many dimensions, and again, they'll evolve. Some people are flatlined, and I get that. We need something to use as a base. You know, there was a time that the word, what was it, imbecile or stupid, those were not derogatory terms. They were terms that gave a scale of intelligence. We've taken them off the scale and flung them at people. Boo. You lost the power. You lost the meaning of it. sometimes I'd rather be at the 70. Y'all get up there and your hair goes white, your teeth fall out, your patches in your head. You're thinking too hard. Your brain on fire. Slow down. Be quiet. So I had to take a break yesterday. I wanted my mouth to stop moving, and some people just wasn't used to that. I'm like, first of all, you haven't known me for all my seasons, and second of all, I still don't know me for all my seasons. This is a new whole me again, some more every day. So, you know, what you see is what you get, WYSIWYG. But there's one thing that's going to remain very true, that golden cord, because silver ain't enough no more, that golden cord, that copper cord, that platinum cord, that universal umbilical cord. Some people say umbilical cord. Look at that owl again. I invite you to get to know me. Me, Val. I want you to get your house in order. What does that mean? I don't want you just sitting here listening to me and you, like me, are sitting here looking at stuff that was dated September 2020 and you haven't got to pay. You haven't technically did number one, but you were able to by default scratch off line item number one. Line item number two is an insurance bill. Because you're here to help people get their lives in order. And you've been so busy trying to get your life in order that you haven't been doing what you were supposed to do. I was like, huh? Yep, I said it. And so, let me take it back to Jesus for a moment. Rock bottom Jesus hashtag. That's another one I got to start. I got my own language. Rock bottom Jesus. It just sounds good. Sounds right, if you know what I'm talking about. Insurance videos. I can at least give you all the preview and the precursor, and then you can hold me to my brand. Go ask Val. You can hold me accountable. I have to get over to the other side of my computer and get a YouTube video going and do an insurance video for you, for me. See, that's how it goes. God so loved the world. He loved the world first that he gave. It's like, if I don't love you, I'm not going to give. People say, it doesn't matter what you, how much you know till they know how much you care. I'm like, shut up. Whatever. So, I care. But I don't want a career anymore. I don't want a carer anymore. I want to doer. I want to be a doer, not a carer only. A lot of people had pity. A lot of people acknowledged the man beat up on the side of the road. Acknowledged them to the point that they went to the other side. And to me, that's kind of like going to get your island, which is what my prayer and intention is. There you have it. Why would I do any of this? What is my why? My why is my own personal island that I will handpick and populate myself. Now, was that so hard? Call time, 11/9/2020, 11:27 a.m. Central Standard Time, with 14 minutes and 7 seconds into this thing counting. No, that wasn't hard. It's all about the timing. All about the space and time. All about everything coming together. The moon has to be right. The trees have to be just so. And this is my R&R. It's my rant and ramble. I would do it whether you listened or not. How do I know? Because that's what I'm doing. I didn't call anybody, tell them to tune in. I didn't advertise. What am I saying? You've got to do your brand whether there is an audience or not. If you're going to make widgets, you were found making widgets. And then Jesus said, come here, let me just take you from over here doing that over there. Now I'm going to take you from fishing like here and make you fish like this. I'm not going to stop you from doing who you already are. I don't know what my calling is. I don't know what I want to do in my life. Shut up. And you're going to find it. You're already doing it. put one foot in front of the other. You're going to find it. That which you seek is seeking you. Shut up. Shut up. No, it's not. Nothing's seeking anything. You're not lost. It's a fool's journey to chase your tail. T-A-L-E. T-E-L-L, listen to yourself. And if you're not doing exactly what you would rather be doing, no matter where you would be doing it at, then you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, boo. It's just that simple. Now you can, I felt it right there. You could lift me up out of this chair. I'm smiling too. I said, the money. Ching, stop right there and cash at me. Dollar sign. Come right here, right now. Contributions. 11:29 a.m. Dollar sign. Go ask Val. That's my cash app. Send it to me. Send it to me. I'll feed it. $2. Thomas Jefferson. As they used to say at the church, if you can give more, you want to give more. If you don't have it, but you're not able. If you would, if you could, but you can't, so you ain't. But if you did, you sure would give it unto God. Like, okay, I think we've covered it. I think we've covered it. You don't want to give. You don't know what to give. If I thought I had nothing good to offer to such a broad audience, I would follow the advice of Mainstream Entrepreneur Magazine 101 and find my niche. My niece. I found my niece. She wasn't lost. I am my niche. I am that which came out of chaos. And what do you have? More chaos. What was that word last night that I looked up? Because I was almost there just a minute ago. Timing. It was about Kronos. That's what it was. Not. It just wasn't Kronos. It was that other brother. Because Kronos was about chronological time. But then that, where are my nerds at? Where are my spiritual, geographic, quantum baloney nerds at? When it's that timing about like a pun, when it's a timing about the right person, what did it say? There's something about, I don't have my I don't have my philosophy notes out in front of me. I'm losing my philosophy notes. I feel like the little kids crossing over. Like, you're going to forget that you know all the secrets to the universe when you turn 2 and a half. When you're able to, when they have completely programmed you with dada. Okay. I gave myself a whole hour to play with this. So I'm grateful. 60 minutes. Okay. That's all Jesus wanted. He said, can y'all pray with me 1 hour? Seriously. So you gave Roots the whole week. You gave him a whole semester of school. You watched him beat him all night long, and you still didn't recognize it was Jesus. You still didn't see his name was Jesus. He said, my name's Tope Fine. I'll be Toby. I'll be whatever you want to be, but get it? Toby, Tope, to be? Okay, never mind. So, Kunta Kinte, the Kinte cloth. The coat of many colors, the brand, the yourself, the yourself. You're the Jesus, yourself, Joseph, the son, the carpenter, the builder. You built your own brand. You are yourself, your own brand. How do you feel about that? What's your color? What's your scription? What's inscribed upon your heart? What do you believe? What's your motto? You know, just do it is taken. Nikkei took that. Darling Nikkei. Okay, excuse me. I got something to say. Hold on, let me finish reading this description. I am the niche, babe. I'm only parted out in segments of time and priority. What does that mean? Sometimes I actually do go and pee. I do. I prioritize. And then other times, it's just, you know, it's time for me to be quiet. If I didn't finish that sentence, I'm there right now again. Somebody wanted to know if, you know, if you're being quiet because I was like, oh my God, you sound like a bitch right now. If you're quiet because you're mad, is it a good quiet? Is it a bad quiet? It's blessed quietness. Holy, because once I start this blue chakra wheel to turn it, once the waterfalls start coming in, then you're going to be trying to shut me down. And it ain't going to be too late. It's going to be too late. The Gucci Geechee Gullah Gullah going to come out. It's going to be too late. The women's going to be crying and hollering. They're going to be slapping their legs and recommitting their lives to themselves. They're going to be detonicifying themselves. You ain't got no toxicity. It's all you. It's all you. Speaking of which, I have some super greens here. I picked up from, this is one I put on the YouTubes. Super greens, alkalizing formula, and 50 organic superfoods. If it wasn't good for you before, it's good for you now. Because why? Boom. See how easy that is? Now, again, now if you want to fight me on that, that's your business. That's your business. But this is mine. SG Super Greens. Then I got this other green thing up here on my desk called True Believers, like believers, people that are believers. You know, you take it from believer. We've used that word enough. Jesus said, I'm going to be with you to the end of the age. That's what he said, or she said. And then they said. And then that means we're at the end of that age. We're at the end of the boo-boo, the fool, okay? I got to wait for somebody else to put me in the pool. Oh, God, that hurt coming out. That hurt coming out. God. Help me. Help me, Jesus. Y'all don't know like I know. I gotta help somebody get me my island. I need to bury my daddy first. I mean, it got literal. My excuses got to be laundry list, literal, and the Bible. I'm like, this, it can't be that easy. This is embarrassing. So then I started trying to just, you know, finish it up. I'm like, shit, let's go ahead. What we got left? I left some fun parts. Okay, my stomach hurts. Though he slay me, I have been slain, not as you suppose. Okay, let me finish this description, my job description. I hired myself. I fired me too, so don't get mad. I fired me. Oh, I put me out. No pension, no nothing, no call, no show. It's just, I don't like you. And then I realized I'm all I had. So here we are. And I pay me well now. I pay me in dividends, and I would like for you all to pay me in Cash App or PayPal. PayPal, I didn't give you that one. It's in the description, but I'm going to give it to you because you play. Valerie, Valerie, _ Jeff, Jeff, at hotmail.com. Get me one, please. Give me a dollar. Give me 50 cents. Oh, if I got 50 cents from 50 cents, it would make me scream like that. Oh, my gosh. That's the beauty of this world opening up. You can talk to anybody. And it's like, all you're going to do is talk to the same people you've been talking to for the last 30, 40, 50, 70. Come on, that's so boring. If you could hug Betty White's neck. Oh, why didn't y'all pick her for president? Y'all cheesy. That's all I got to say. You're shady and you're cheesy and you don't mean yourself no good. Okay? And don't talk about Val. You could be president. No. Bye then. No. Y'all ain't running me crazy. I see what y'all do to the president. Y'all see how crazy people come out looking. God knows melanin rules. Obama barely escaped. Barely escaped. He had got to have a strong woman. You got to have beautiful children. You got to have a dog. You've got to. Yes, he went in with the spirit of yes, we can. Yes, I don't know what y'all thought he was talking about. I can't come out of here alive. He made it look good. He made it look easy. He had the glasses on. I have one president. That's what my book is going to say. I'm showing you the cover already. I had one president. It's going to have all them other blackouts. Maybe two, maybe three. I don't know yet. But definitely one. I had that. Maybe that'll be the, that's the name of it. I had one, maybe three presidents before I left and bought my island. That's what I said. And by the end, it's prophetic for what it's for, what it's all worth. Okay. I am my niche. Y'all heard that? Parted out in segments. What you see is what you get, y'all. This is me. This is me with my kids gone, with my religion intact, with my sanity as best, you know, quotey fingers, guys, quotey fingers. Come on. It tell us that. Hey, bring the screen back. And then why stop even with, and y'all know my comedy crush, Dave. Oh God, I can't even keep a straight face. Okay. But anyway, Mr. Chappelle, not my business. I'm trying to get to Jesus right now. My thought is, why stop with conversing with someone on this side? You know, it's like, yeah, I would love to sit down and talk to them, but it seems there'd be somebody that continues to knock on my proverbial spiritual doors. And again, it was something that I had to get past because I was, you know, we as a black people, it was inferred and told, you know, you do not open up portals. Only you can prevent portal openings, you know, that kind of thing. And yet NASA and CERN continue to beat the back of God's door without regard. Okay. Takes your money to do it. So you're doing it anyway. See, look, you're guilty. You're guilty, so you might as well do it for yourself. Might as well at least, you know, play a white girl in a haunted movie, in a haunted house, after they done bought it to fix it up, you know, flip my house. Get out. Who is it? What do you want? What can we help? How can we serve? Okay. So anyway, Grant Cardone, thank you. Thank you for your book. Thank you for your kind words. You have been awesome. I don't have many people on my Insta doodle, my tweet, but I just glanced at it this morning and I saw where he was like, y'all are just so, America is just so gullible. You know, I don't know if that's the word he used, gullah, but it was like that, you know, it was equivalent. But come on, guys, wake up. that's what we're trying to say. I'm with Grant on this one. We trying to say, come on, wake up. All right. Let me finish. I'm still finishing this. You'll be here. This is you, the listener of Zero, my hero. You'll be here for the insight, clearly. I'm all in my head right now. And hindsight, in the back of my head, of my own life and yours, your life. You can only be here because God's got that kind of sense of humor. I got stories to tell. I can be more specific, how people robbed me blind and played and preyed on Jesus's goodwill towards men, you know, and how I refused to back down off of my faith. And that's what got me here, right now, doing this for quote free. If I did it for less, I can do it for me. That was good, Val. That was good. Did they hear that? you're going to listen again to yourself and get all happy all over again. I remember them preachers. They'd be up there. I'm going to preach to myself. Yeah, pretty much. I'll do my best to have a topic or two tagged, but please don't let the tags fool you. As I follow free spirit to reign in a whole holistic way, my idea of branding is taking on an entirely new dimension and age dispensation. If you get on YouTube, and type in something about 5D, 3D world, 5D world, you know, it's here. It's for us. It's for you. You know, wrap yourself in the beauty of technology, the beauty of wholeness. You know, it's fewer people care if you're bipolar now. You know, it's like if you're not, you know, we kind of looking at you crazy. It's like, let the labels go. You know, you can brand yourself if you want, but I just brand me. There's no other God before me. There's no other God before the me in you. And assalamu alaikum, you know, salam salam and shimbaloni. And peace be unto, give peace to me and peace to you, you know. And I don't really eat baloney, but I know people that do. So I was ready to go jaundice. You know how that's with the Black Panther, the animal panther has a like yellow eyes. I don't know why. I can make up something like they don't have a spleen. Yeah, that sounds good. They don't have a spleen, so they don't laugh. Even the hyenas laugh. So don't say, you know, no animal laughs. Yeah, sure they do. The hyenas have a spleen. Now, whether their eyes are yellow or not, don't quote me. Don't get all technical. I'm saying, why does the Black Panther eyes be yellow? And it's because they don't have a spleen. See, I can't put that in the description box. That doesn't go in the description box, gang. But I know you should have laughed at that. If you don't, maybe you don't have a spleen. And they were willing to take my daughter's spleen. I'm going to throw in some medical right here. It's on the upper left. Do you even know where your spleen is before I go running my mouth telling you the story? Everything about my daughter is left. to the left. She was all I had left of that age and dispensation of time. That and a book called Why Did Mama? 2004, 2003, I also had written a book entitled Shelley, which is the name of the author, still sitting on my desk if you care to know, or somewhere in the house, but if you and on the computer. If you care, hey mom, if you care to read those, let me know. Put it in the description box. Put it in the commentary. James Earl Jones. Love him. Love his story. You know, the little bit that I know. And that's what Val is about. It's a little bit about go ask Val. But I'm going to give you as much as I can. There's a whole lot. I'm going to can a lot of it. And, man, that would be nice. I just saw it. Go ask Val. A can of go ask Val. I'll give you a 33% bonus. Can. Thanks for that, Mark. He highlighted it. I said it, but he highlighted it. He made it coinable. He knew I meant it. So that's some private conversations. You're gonna have conversations with God that's truly just between you and God. Stuff he ain't even gonna tell you because you run your mouth too much. So anyway. I got 25 more minutes. Okay, this is what I was talking about. Insurance videos. So now I owe it to you guys to do an insurance video, but please don't wait on me. If you or your loved ones need to get your house in order, I do sell, for the time being, I am a licensed insurance agent in 6 states. So please, if you are in Missouri, text me or something, you know, however I'm giving out my information. But serious, please, only don't just text me talking about you got a sexy voice. Please don't. No. Okay. 6 states: Texas, Florida, Missouri, Virginia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Arizona. And a state near you, if you please feel free to tell me, well, Valerie, you didn't name Nebraska, and I live in Nebraska, and we would love to patronize you because you sound like a sweet girl. Is that how y'all talk in Nebraska? You sound like a sweet darling, and we thought we would be nice. I told Jeffrey, I said, Jeffrey, call the girl. She sounds sweet. You can tell. Lord don't really move me too much, but when he does, I know the spirit when I hear it. So, and if you name Beth, that'd be extra. That's extra. They do call me Beth. Okay, I quit. Insurance videos, I'm there for you. I do have a reference. She moved from Florida to Arizona, and she was just like, Valerie, I so appreciate your existence. And I'm using that word, but it was very close to it. That's how I translated it. Because I was there for her, and I plan to be there for her. And sometimes, like, I honestly, this is my confession, I get afraid to answer when she calls, because it's like, I want to be there for her. You know, everything that she might need, and it's never nothing crazy. To her, it's like, the world. To me, it's like, oh, that was it? Oh, you know, and it's like, then God says, you know, see? And I'm like, So, if you understand that, I am there for my clients and their families. And I can't say I'm going to send you a Christmas card. I can say that when you call me and you need me to help you with your policy, I am there for you. If you're my client, this is a paying way. I tried to do it the freeway. I'm trying to do it the highway. Y'all got a toll booth in Oklahoma. Okay. Donate so I don't have to charge. I want to give freely. Because God knows he has freely given to me. Rent to own container. I don't even want to I got to change that. I got to update and clarify my vision. I don't want to rent to own a container. I want to own my own container. Hello, I said it. So if you're out there with some shipping containers, one night, maybe even three, because I got other people that need some. See, and it's own number 3. This is line item number 3. See how God works. Stop being so stingy, y'all. 3, so I can have one and I give some to my friends, because I'm going to have some friends. I got a friend named Ben. Oh, I'm so happy, Ben. Mui Ben from Thailand. You know, why do you feel so much more special about somebody who knows you in a different whole continent? What is that about? But you don't care about your neighbor who could put trash in your yard. See, that's the hypocrisy the Bible talks about. Anyway, don't talk about me. Hold on, we're going to acknowledge this emergency vehicle. Until there is peace in Jerusalem. Number 5, MP3 guided meditation. That I do plan to do and need to do. If you want me to, I'm on SoundCloud under the Impress. I got some stuff already there. Feel free to listen. I wasn't sure if I was going to get rid of it or not. No, that was my hard-earned time, and y'all still ain't compensated me for it. So it's going to stay there till I get my bucket full. But I'm going to do some that's, you know, meditation that talks to you like I'm talking to you now. You know, where's your birth certificate? Where's your social security card? Go get it. Where's your firebox? Where's your black box? Who knows about grandmama's recipes other than you? You know, stuff like that. Stuff that matters. Stuff that's swirling around in your back of your mind and great grandmama Mary ain't letting you rest. God trying to tell you something? No, ain't Mary trying to tell you something. Y'all letting life-saving, healing recipes die with y'all, and God ain't pleased. And Mary ain't either. Mary, don't weep. I told on them. Okay. I got 19, 20 more minutes. Self-publishing. Let me go ahead. I can throw this in there real quick and throw this in for my boy. For my boy. That's my boy. Self-publishing, all you got to do is go on Amazon.com. Wait no longer. Go on Amazon.com. Somebody please pay me for this good information. Go on Amazon.com. You already got your stuff in a PDF. You that much closer. If you ain't even wrote it yet, you even closer. You know why? Because you can write it right in their software. You hear me? I actually did myself a disservice for writing it first. Can do that. I do prefer, so I don't lose it, you know, blackout, blah, blah, blah. So I will put it like in Word, make sure that the, you know, margins and stuff that I didn't do the first time. And because, again, I needed to get it out. It was 24 hours. It was like I had a cockroach spirit. I've got to get these babies out. They're killing me. The raid is killing me. The black flag, you're going to be a blank person. You're going to die being nobody because of you. It's like, geez, why so glum, chum? It's not so bad, is it? No, you wrote a poem one time. Like, what? Why are you bringing up old shit? Damn. I was still in church back then. What did that matter? I don't know. It's a pandemic. I don't know what to tell you. My excuses didn't jive. The poem, oh, you ask, and somebody gave me feedback on it, like, this is a song, or somebody said, I was like, oh, here you go. It was entitled, and I just got reminded of the other day, it was entitled, What Will You Do to Make History? And it went something like Martin Luther King, something like this. Dr. Martin Luther King said, let freedom ring. What are you doing to make history? And then I went on through some other people, and I still got it. Trust me. If I don't, I can rewrite it. But it was about the people that we glorify, but they wouldn't be too happy if they saw us knocking over our own neighborhoods and blaming other people for our actions and our behaviors. And it doesn't mean try to go through someone else's justice system either. It don't mean that. I'm not, don't you dare. Don't you put words in my mouth. But I did that once. See, here goes story and confession right here. Tape this real loud right here. Put this in bold. This is my confession. I was mad one time because somebody was lying to me. Again. See, that's the problem. And I wanted a different result. And I got mad. And I was walking through the house. And I wanted to express my anger. And I snatched down my bead curtains. Jesus, help me. Oh, the Baptist fit. I snatched down my bead curtains, y'all. And it just went. The veil was rent. You hear me? And all I could think about at that moment of hearing thousands of bees, might as well have been a million beads hitting the floor was, you stupid bitch. Them your bees. And you're going to have to clean them up. That's all I can hear. Every bead that dropped on that floor was cursing me. I can laugh about it now. Now I can. I've been wanting beads ever since. The Lord been threading those beads back in my life ever since. And I am those beads. My life is stringed together and held together by an absolute truth. The truth, the trust I have in the divine, in that thing that really has no name. It really has no description because it changes. It don't want to be worshipped. It wants to be believed. It wants to be acted upon with sincerity and earnest, no matter what you call it. Go forth, cheesy bread. It doesn't matter. Go gadget. It doesn't matter. What matters is the faith behind it. That's what makes it good. That's what makes it God. That you're actually rooting and rah-rah-rahing for yourself. You don't put stumbling blocks in your own path. You don't start giving yourself excuses and stuff. If I was in a praying church, I would have heard. I heard it. I heard it. I heard the applause. Preach, girl, preach. I tell myself. So I'm going to give y'all them guided meditations and whatnot. And if you know you need to get your life in order on a very, very tangible paperwork kind of way, I've been holding my license for you for years. I'm insured to be insured. Jesus. You got more than that? The earth can't give you more than that. Any more assurance after that is on Jesus. That's rock bottom. That's my rock bottom Jesus quote. If you put your life, you eat healthy, and then in writing, you give yourself some insurance to tell the world that I'm not trying to be spooky. I can still follow example. This gives me peace of mind. If you can get any little peace of mind, wouldn't you get it? You saying you want to increase your net worth? You instantly increase your net worth if you've got a $50,000 policy on yourself, and stop giving them stupid excuses about your family members and relatives. Oh, I've heard it all, people. Stop it. Get a $10,000 policy. Get something to put you in a hole in the ground. You know you ain't taking care of yourself. But if you were taking care of yourself and you decided, yes, I'm going to do the best that I can today to now, you know, I'm not going to eat so much sweet potato pie this Thanksgiving, not this turkey day. I want to be able to breathe. I want to be able to leave my clothes on. If you take your clothes off, it ain't because you got your belt too tight. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me. I got more than one company. Who you with? What you do? I'm with the one that you need. Don't play. I'm done sugarcoating now. You got too much sugar as it is. You got too many people scrubbing your ego and stroking your back. That's enough of that. If you need to exfoliate, I can help you with that too. But for right now, let's get your house in order. Let's get you a black box. Let's get you a fireproof box. Don't sit there and just listen to me. Go get you a box. Get it off of Amazon. I don't get no money off of this. I ain't got time. I ain't got time to link no affiliates. You do that for me too if you want to. But go get you a box. Go to Walmart. Or, you know, tape up a box. You got a box at home and you got some, gray tape. Tape it up real good. Put it in some wood. You know, something that'll keep it from burning real fast. Just in case you don't teach your daughters and your sons how to toast anytime soon. Because somebody doing it every day. Every day at 10 o'clock, the alarms go off in the streets. It's a Truman Show over here. Me and my daughter started setting up watch to it. Not for real, but you get what I'm saying. The watch part was not real. Every morning, the fire truck is going down the street. Somebody's burning up their house. Please get some insurance. Please. That's my nice voice. Now, I got 10 more minutes. I'm going to do some cray cray stuff too. Tales from the Crypt. I know that how about Tales from the Blood? You hear me? How about what am I trying to say? I'm going to get it out. Oh, I know Halloween is supposed to be over, but y'all spooky. Y'all spooky is, spooky does. And I'm finally embracing my spooky. I was looking in the dark the other day. I saw some scans on TikTok, I think. And, you know, teeth and gore. And I was like, is this all? Is this the scariest there is out there? And I'm not looking. Well, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm looking to get scared. I've run through my fear. I feel somebody like Will Smith in my life, that thrill seeking attitude. And for me though, it's not just go find anything. It's got to resonate, like me doing this show, and I know I'm live, and I know once I end the call, it's out there. Now again, if the universe is crazy enough to let somebody find me after I send them the link, and then they forward it to somebody, okay, whatever. You know, this is how I made my millions. Okay. My billions, okay. My trillions, okay. You know, this is how I got on the talk show. This is how I got my own talk show. Okay, you got it. Y'all knew her when. So, I gave myself a schedule of 11 to 4, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to do Trimedia stuff. Today is actually a Monday. Mondays were for me. So maybe I will try to follow, yeah, right, some kind of thing. Because really, you know, now is all we got. And that's what I'm selling insurance right now. This is your insurance pitch for those who need it. Y'all need me to try to sell you. I have a beautiful girl. I'm giving her my last 5 to 8 minutes. I have this beautiful, beautiful daughter of mine. All of my daughters are beautiful, by the way. Don't even play like that. But this one's called Jada Kirksey. Jada is spelled J-A-I-D-A-H. That's Hada backwards, by the way. Hada, yeah, yeah. Kirksey, K-I-R-K-S-E-Y. The name of this book is entitled Hey, Black Child. And it's awesome. I told her that I would, or she asked me to give her some feedback. And of course, there was an understood hell yeah with that. But I haven't responded to her because my thing was I want to do it on the air. I want to do it. In a space that honors her, and me being as me as I can be right now, then it allows me to filter her through. Because again, I'm giving you me. I'm giving you me raw, uncooked, uncut, and that's what I believe this book is about. And so I find no better segue than to promote Hey Black Child, which is on Amazon. So you already know. Don't play. You already got that Prime. I can tell you how much it costs, but I'm not. Take your ratchet over there and buy the girl's book. She's young, she's gifted, she's black, and she's tired of the BS like y'all are and like I am. But we're ready to move forward by our own mouth and our own justification and our own speech. That's where we are justified and condemned. So I am lifting her up. Jada Kirksey, Hey Black Child. I had to put the book down when I first started reading it. I started reading it like a couple of days, maybe a week after I got it. I don't just pick things up when it's like this, when it's deep, when it's spiritual, when it's soulful. I don't just grab it. I let it sit in the envelope for a while. You know, I had to let it marinate, you know, and when I opened it up, I saw why, and then I had to close it, and I haven't opened it up since. I mean, I just flipped it open a little bit here. I'm gonna read this top. I'm going to read this top right here. Emotions of the black body. Did you hear me? Did you hear that? Emotions of the black body. I'm going to leave it right there. It's the language, people. It's the soul speaking. Okay? Go pick this book up. While you're over there, put mine in your cart, too. Okay? Awesome on, awesome day on purpose. But that day is in brackets because it's talking about you being awesome on purpose. That's two books. We got one for your soul chakra, for your yellow chakra, the seat of the, not the seat of the soul, the solar plexus. And we got one for your root chakra, which you show enough need. Get your roots, get your base together. Get your insurance, okay? The book is red. Now, go read it. It ain't my best work, but it's my best work. Here it is right here. I'm putting them both together right here. Hey, black child, awesome day on purpose. Awesome day on purpose, hey, black child. They're about the same book. They companions. They're reading companions. Together, red and yellow makes orange. Sit yourself down. This is the seat of the soul. That's what the orange is, the seat of the soul. And drink some oranges and eat some oranges. Get your vitamin C because we're going into the lesser time, the darker times, okay? My time is running out too. I'm like three minutes down, 2 minutes and some counting. I'm going to just keep looking at these books because they need to be flying off of Amazon Prime shelf. Amazon going to be like, what? How this happened? Well, who did this? When that? Then they're going to be over here, you know, tweeting me and TikTok and tumbling and Facebooking me and carrying on. And have Jada all over the place. She's going to be bringing in them coins. You know what I'm saying? Y'all going to adopt a new way of thinking and being because I do plan on promoting people on my book, on my channel, my show, my talk show. Somebody prophesized that to me years ago. I was like, shut up. I don't like it. I had to write it on my calendar today or yesterday. Please don't quote me on timelines because I don't do timelines no more. But 90 seconds and counting. Shout out to Angeli. I can say when I was wrong. She was like, you're a writer. Yeah, whatever. But you're a publisher. I'm like, shut up. I don't want to publish nobody else's stuff. Selfish. All right. That was years ago. I'm better now. Hell no, I don't want to put, just kidding. That's what Amazon is for. I love you all. That's my joking. Hey, Victor. Crazy year it's been. Oh, it's been fun. It's been fun. 60 seconds and counting. Go look Jada up. Go look Val up. I'm going to be back. I'm going to take a break. But again, I'm going to be going live. So you can call in and ask questions. Ask me how I get so crazy. Ain't it great to be crazy? You can high five me on the ones that are over here on this side of town, this side of happiness. Because this is what I'm going to be doing on my island. You do know that. That's the funding. You're funding me for my island, in case I didn't say it. Yes, I'm transparent. And no, you cannot come on my island. Thank you. See how to say no. I love you all. 109876. I'll see you on the other side. Of course, you're invited. We'll talk about it. Bye.